Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, June 29th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. As we near the end of a tumultuous first half of the year, a relatively quiet day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 82 points to close at 31,029. The Nasdaq closed down about 4 points, and the S&P 500 finished down about 3. The S&P has fallen about 20% so far this year, putting it on pace for its worst first half in 5 decades. The poor performance has been spurred on by some investors growing less optimistic that the Fed can engineer a so-called soft landing, where interest rates rise to curb inflation without pushing the economy into a recession. Among individual stocks, shares of Bed Bath & Beyond fell nearly 24% after the company posted a bigger quarterly loss than Wall Street expected and said its CEO is leaving the top post. Cruise company Carnival continued its recent declines, falling 14% today. Equity research analysts have cut their price targets for the stock. But shares of General Mills rose 6.4% after the company said higher prices helped lift sales, even as the food maker sold fewer items across the board. And shares of Snapchat parent Snap rose about 1.7%. The company says it's launching a subscription plan that'll unlock exclusive features on the app for a monthly fee. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.